Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
9:45, quarter till 10, NCAA Knoxville Super Regional. Paul Mainieri, the LSU Fighting Tigers. So far, kind of Cinderella story, taking on the Tennessee Volunteers. Best of three series, game one tomorrow. 6 o'clock, pregame 5:30 right here on WWL. Game number two is Sunday, either at 11 a.m. or 2 p.m. Then, if necessary, and by that I mean if the Tigers don't sweep Tennessee, there will be a third game Monday at either 3 or 6. We'll have all the action for you on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app. There are certain names that are known around New Orleans as it relates to sports and sports reporting. Jeff Nowak is one of those names. And we're happy to have him here as part of our family at WWL and Odyssey, a sports reporter. And we gave up a couple of draft choices to get him, but I'm glad we did. How you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing good. That was a heck of an introduction. I appreciate that.
Well, we did have to give. I was part of the negotiations, and it's like, you know what? We need this guy. Go ahead and give up the draft choices. Tell me about the – welcome, first of all. Tell me about the series. How do you see this shaping up? Because we all want a nice story, right? And unfortunately, unless the Tigers win the World Series, Paul Mainieri's last game is going to be a loss, and you hate to look at it that way. But one step at a time. Talk about the first series between LSU and Tennessee and how that's going to be the same or different from this series.
Yeah, well, I mean, first off, most coaches' final games are a loss when you come down to it. I mean, that's just how it happens more often than not. And the fact that he's in a position where he might be able to, you know, go out on top is actually kind of remarkable when you look at how the season went. I've been saying all week, you know, LSU's been really good on the road. They've kind of adopted this road dogs moniker where they kind of get in the huddle and bark like dogs, which Paul Mainieri kind of laughed about this week. But the only SEC series they lost on the road this year was to Tennessee, and they got swept. That was back in March. But I think when you kind of look at the whole of the season, a lot has changed since that series. And, you know, you have these young players, a very young roster for LSU, and that's when you see kind of like this paradigm shift late in the season where this team is suddenly looking like, you know, a tough out, whereas in the SEC tournament they got through one game and they, you know, they went 13-17 in the SEC this season. You know, those young guys playing well above their weight from earlier this year is a huge part of it. You know, Dylan Cruz, Trey Morgan, both guys that are freshmen and have been playing like, you know, longtime veterans. And I think, you know, their contribution along with Gavin Dugas is going to go a long way because the Tigers are going to have to whip hit to win this series. And that's, you know, that's been a struggle for them all year. Is when they've been struggling, they haven't been putting runs up on the board. And that wasn't the case over the final four games in Eugene. You know, they scored six runs against Central. They won 4-1 against Gonzaga, but then I've lost track now, but you know, they put nine runs on the board the other night. And if they can continue to do that, they continue to get after the pitching from the other side, I think they have a chance.
Any sport, it's all about getting hot at the right time. Do you think that could be the story here? LSU is getting hot at the right time.
I mean, I think that is the story, right? I mean, I think that's about, yeah, I mean, Oregon is a heck of a baseball team. And
I guess I should ask you, Jeff, hot enough. I guess I should ask you, hot enough.
Right. Are they? Yeah. Can they keep it going is really the question, because I think that's exactly what's happened is they kind of got lightning in a bottle at the regional. Can you kind of extend that? It's a little different from other playoff formats where, you know, NCAA tournament for basketball, it's basically, you know, go, 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 go. Whereas this, you kind of, you know, you play a couple games, you take a week off, you change locations, you play some more games. It's a different format than it was in this, in the regional, where, you know, you're playing the same team three times or two or three times. And it's a true series, right? So you're going to be making adjustments after one game. You're going to be making adjustments after another game. You're going to be managing the pitching. And I mean, I think they can do it. I think that they proved out in Eugene is, you know, they can go on the road and they can give, you know, a top tier team a run for their money. And I think Saturday is going to be very important. You don't want to go down 0-1 and give Tennessee the opportunity to close it out in game two. But, you know, if I'm Tennessee, I'm feeling the pressure too, because they saw what happened last weekend. And I don't think they're taking much solace in the fact that they swept LSU earlier this season. You know, there's been a lot of talk about the crowd out in Knoxville. Paul Maneri talked about it this week. He talked about it earlier in the season as well. There was some unpleasantness going on. Drew Bianco mentioned that he thought it wasn't anything unusual. It was just the fact that there was only 25% fans there, so you could hear everything that was being yelled. Versus, you know, when there's a full crowd and it's just a dull roar. So that might be part of it. But there's definitely some tension, you know, in terms of that. And it'll be interesting to see how both teams kind of respond to the noise this week.
Jeff, I appreciate your time. I really do. You know, you got to get lucky too. And maybe I'm reading too much into it. You got to love the romance of baseball. That balk, just seemed like an odd thing to happen out of nowhere. Maybe I'm got my the natural thing on my mind, but let's hope. Tell me how people can follow you on Twitter.
Yeah, I'm on Twitter at Jeff_Nowak. That's NOWAK. And you know, we've been posting a lot of updates to our YouTube page, so I recommend everyone to check that out. We got a lot of the interviews, the media availabilities there. That channel is, let me make sure I get it right. That would be, I believe it's just WWL Radio YouTube on WWL Radio on YouTube. Definitely check that out. You know, we have Saints. You know, Saints are going on as well. They got minicamp this week, so that's also on there, and it's been a big part of my week. But yeah, we'll have all the LSU Saints stuff on there, and other stuff as we go forward. So make sure to check that out. Make sure to subscribe, and if anyone wants to send me a DM, hit me up on Twitter. Feel free. I like to respond to people, so. I'm having a good time so far.
Good. Thanks, Jeff. We're glad we have you. We surge out easily.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.